Phoenix FM.
Well, I'm pleased to say that Dave Collins has arrived from St. Francis Hospice. No, it's meant to be a... Yay! Welcome, Dave.
Thank
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, yes. Good. It's good you've come in. Now, you are the head gardener at St. Francis Hospice.
That is right, yes.
And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing that for 8 years, since July 2005.
Now, are you a volunteer or are you a paid member?
No, I'm a paid member. I'm there Monday to Friday.
Ah, okay. Now, you have got lots of volunteers, though, haven't you?
We have. Currently, about 15. They come in different days a week and times. They choose the times which suit them.
Yeah. And I met some of them the other day, of course, because you won quite a few awards, not just one, but you won a few awards for the work you've been doing in the hospice.
That is correct, yes, up at the Guildhall in London on the 3rd of October.
That's yeah, right, yes. And that was the London Garden Society that organised that.
That's right. Yes.
And the reason that I was there was because I'm a judge for the London Garden Society, but I've never had the pleasure of judging your hospice. Right. That might change next year, because I might be judging it. I think they try and keep you away from the area that you know the most.
Right.
I did lots of almshouses this year.
Yes.
Now, tell me, you won about 5 awards that night, didn't you?
We won the London Garden Hospice Plate, which is a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
That's given to the best garden, hospice garden in London.
Wow. Now, that's quite a coup, isn't it? If you think how many... There's quite a few hospices around.
There's one in every London borough. Some have got more than one.
Yeah. And obviously some have got really good gardens, like yourselves, and some have got sort of mediocre gardens.
Yes. Some of them haven't got much garden at all, because they're in a built-up area in the middle of London.
Yeah.
Some have got quite a big garden. It depends on where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So you won... About 5 awards,
yes,
I think.
Yes, we won two gold medals, one for our large garden, and one for the baskets and tubs, and we also won a bronze medal for our small garden.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll have to come and visit now that I've heard all about it. Can you go and visit the gardens?
You can. They like you to ring and say you're coming, so they know you're coming.
All right.
Because parking is a bit limited during the week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The best time to visit, if you want to visit, is Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Just phone and just tell them you're coming and what time you're coming, and there isn't a problem.
And how important is gardening to the well-being of the people that you've got in the hospice?
It's very important.
Yeah.
It's the environment. It gives them a calm, peaceful environment, which makes people relax,
mm-hmm.
particularly for not only for the patients but for their relatives,
people
and other visitors. They all comment on the fact that this is the case.
Yeah. And do you choose sort of plants, you know, like buddleias that have got lots of butterflies on them and things?
Yes. We have got some buddleias.
And all year round?
Yes, a lot of the gardens have been there a very long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Havering Hall has been there since, I don't know, the 17th century. Some of the trees there are of that age, 200-300 years old. So the gardens we put in have to go in around these established plants.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And is it on one level or is it lots of different levels?
It's all at one level.
All right. Well, that's good, so people can get around the garden quite easy.
It's quite good for wheelchair access.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Patients themselves come out during the warm weather. The nurses push them around, or relatives push them around.
And we've been really lucky this year because we've had a lot of warm weather, haven't we?
We have, yes. Particularly in July, where it got quite hot.
Yeah.
Not particularly good for the plants because it went on too long, but good for visitors.
Did you have any problems this year with the weather? Because at the beginning, of course, the winter was so late.
It was, yes. Everything took a very long time to get going because of the long, wet, cool period we had in May, April, May, June. It got off to a slow start.
And do you have many bedding plants there?
Most of the bedding goes into planters, tubs, baskets and planters.
Mm-hmm.
We do plant up 2 or 3 beds.
Yeah.
because there's a time factor, and we've got to maintain all the other areas as well.
Yes.
But we're trying to plant up more beds each year, so we increase the amount of bedding that goes in.
Okay.
The more bedding you put in, the more colour we get.
Yeah, that's it's a combination of trying to balance it all out, isn't it?
That's
because
right.
Bedding does require a lot of work.
It does.
You know, if you want to keep it looking good.
The more bedding you put in, then you've got to work out a programme for watering it, feeding
yeah.
it, protecting it.
Deadheading it and all the other things you have to do.
We've got quite a lot of wildlife up there, particularly rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to put screens around everything we put in.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah, rabbits are a bane of my grandfather's life. It was terrible. He had a garden that was really infested with them. And he gave up in the end because there was just so many of them. He couldn't fence everything off.
Because if we put lots of bulbs in, the squirrels pick them up.
Yeah.
So we've got these things to contend with. But
that's gardening, isn't it?
Well,
that's... Every garden's got problems.
It's a very rural area.
Yeah.
In a very rural area, so the wildlife is probably more intense than there than it would be in Brentwood or in a town centre.
Yeah. Oh, and you've won these awards more than once, haven't you?
We have.
You're very modest about this. You know, I'd be shouting from the roof.
So,
you know,
we won this gold silver plate in 2 years consecutive, 2008 and 2009.
Wow.
In fact, in 2008, we won three golds and the plate, which is the best we could do.
Now, I'm going to ask, I've got a meeting with the judges next week, and it's about planning for next year. And I'm going to ask specifically not to judge you, because I'd feel terrible if I, you know, come along and you didn't win anything. It'd be my fault. So I'm going to say to them, look, it's too close to home. And, you know, we've spoken already, so I think it's best that I don't judge hospices this year, and certainly not in this area. So, okay, let's play a bit of music, and we'll come back and we'll talk to you about the roses, because that's the other award you've won. You won some money to do some roses, so we'll talk about that after a little bit of ABBA and Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And that was Haim, and If I Could Change Your Mind. I'm not going to try and change your mind. Stay tuned. Dave's still with us. Good morning again, Dave. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about roses now, because you're a bit of a rose expert, quietly sitting in the background there. And how many roses do you use to bud in a year?
50,000.
50,000 roses.
Yeah.
Did you have a bad back to begin with?
No, I didn't really suffer from back problems at all. I think it just stretched slowly over a period of time. And once you get into that scenario, your back seems to cope quite well, actually.
Yeah, because you are bent over doing this, you know.
Completely. You're completely working at ground level all the time.
Yeah.
6 hours a day, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah. And what are your main type of roses that you used to grow?
Mainly bushes.
Yeah.
The full range of roses. Bush roses, climbers, shrub roses, miniatures, all of them.
Yeah. Because there aren't many rose growers left, are there, in this country?
No.
David Austin's the only one I know.
In Essex, there's Kent's, they're still going.
All right. Is
they're
still going?
They're probably the oldest established firm in the country. Mm-hmm. They go back to the middle of the 18th century.
Wow.
Same family.
Wow. Now, you're the head gardener in St. Francis Hospice, and St. Francis Hospice apparently was famous for developing new roses at one point.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. Yes, about 100 years ago, from 1900 up until just before the Second World War, the estate was owned by the Pemberton family. Joseph Pemberton developed a new rose. He was a famous rosarian. Him and his gardener, John Bentall, created new roses, and in particular a new type of rose called the hybrid musk, which is what he's famous for.
Yeah.
And he was the local vicar at the Church of the Ascension in Collieray. When he retired, he devoted all his time to producing and developing new roses, and eventually set up a nursery after the First World War.
Yeah.
Right the way through to 1930, when he, after his death, his gardener John Bentall took over up to the start of the Second World War.
Wow. And you've still got some of these original roses, I understand.
We have. Since 2009, we've brought back all the roses which still exist, and this means we brought them in from Europe, all over Europe, Germany, France, Holland.
Because wasn't there about 70 roses in total in the collection?
70 was the total that they bred.
And you've got about 44 or something now?
44.
And so you're still looking for the others, aren't you?
We are, yes.
And the chances are quite high that you might find them, mightn't you?
The chances are good that we might find them. They'll be tucked away in old rose gardens, in private gardens, in collections, which have been hidden away for years.
Wow.
It's just a case of finding them.
Now, you've won some lottery funding, haven't you, to help in this process?
We have, yes. We've got a lottery grant of just under £90,000to make this known and set the process in going to find these roses.
Wow. So we're making a request here, live on air, that we'd like to find those other roses.
Yes.
So if you have a collection of roses, what would we be looking for?
Something that's unusual, that you don't know the name of.
Good.
Then, if you think it might be one that's a hybrid musk or a rose which Pemberton or Bentley might have introduced, if you can take a picture of it, photograph it, send it to us, we might be able to identify it.
Okay. So there's an invitation for you folks. If you've got a rose that's unusual, it's in a corner, it's probably going to be very old.
It probably will be very old.
Gnarled and...
That's it.
If you think about pulling out any big roses that are old and gnarled, stop right there. Wait till they flower next year, take a photograph of it, and you can either send Dave or send us here, and we'll pass it on to Dave and St Francis Hospice. And hopefully they'll be able to identify it, and with a real bit of luck, we might be able to find some of the roses. Because presumably, if it was in, you know, if he was in Essex, that perhaps one or two would have stayed in Essex.
That's a strong possibility, yes.
So let's hope that you might be able to find some.
Good chance.
Okay. And that, the funding that you've got, is how long will that last? How long is it meant to last?
It runs from January 2014 to January 2015.
Right.
And I think it's coming in stages. You don't get it all in one go. You get payments from...
So you can't run off?
No, you can't run off with money.
No. No flight to South America to find these roses either.
No.
Oh, that's a shame. But, you know, I'd be surprised if you didn't find a few more.
No, I'm hopeful that we might find a few more in a way.
And the idea is that then you would reproduce these roses.
Yes.
And our musk roses, are they budded or not?
Oh, yes.
So you, and what would you bud them on these days?
Well, I grow a small number of rose stocks, rosalaxa stocks. We keep these going each year so that if any of these varieties, lost varieties, do turn up, I can graft them in July.
Okay, in
grafting
July.
Grafting is done from the end of June through to mid-August. So we need a flower shoot.
Yeah.
A rose which is flowered and the flower has just died off. Then we can graft from that.
Brilliant. That sounds really... I really wish you the best of luck, honestly. You've got a hard task in front of you.
Yes.
It's not... I mean, it sounds easy, but we'll just find the other... How many? The other 30-odd roses, you know? And we'll just graft them and grow them on.
Some of them are probably lost forever.
Yeah.
The chances of... I don't think there's any chance of finding them all, but we might find a few more.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And for anybody who wants to come and visit the garden, say the weekend and tell people, phone up first.
If they phone the hospice, they can ask for me, or they can leave a phone number and I'll phone them back, and we'll arrange a time for them to come and have a look.
Okay, well, I'm definitely on the cards. Probably won't be this side of the winter. It's going to be next spring, probably.
Well, if you want to see the
Yeah, it's collection. Best.
I'll say the collection in flower. Next yeah. June would be your best bet.
Yeah. So next June, that's a good. I will make a concentrated effort to come along because I do like. I'm so impressed when I'm judging these places. You can't fail to be moved by the voluntary work that goes into these gardens, community gardens. When I go to almshouses, you know, it's outstanding. You get a couple of people who are really keen, and it blossoms, literally blossoms. So if you're not involved, I'm sure, Dave, you can use a few more volunteers.
We can certainly use
So if you want to volunteer and do some real good community work, contact Dave at the St. Francis Hospice, and I'm sure he'll take you up on that. I've only visited one hospice once. I went to visit somebody who was in the hospice, and I took my two daughters, and they were sent out to play in the garden. And, of course, what happens? One of them fell in the pond. But being a hospice, of course, they're used to dealing with sort of wet clothing and stuff like that and bedding. So they very quickly whisked off her clothes, put her in a dressing gown, dry dressing gown, and washed and dried her clothes in the time we were there. So I've got nice, fond memories of this hospice that we went to in Crawley, it was. So do go along and visit Dave and his hard-working volunteers and take my congratulations back to the volunteers, I'm sure you will, on doing so well. And it's, you know, it takes a lot to win so many prizes in these things. So you're up against quite good competition. So thank you for coming in today. And the best of luck for next year. And I'm hoping I'm not judging you next year.
Right, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. That's Dave Collins from St. Francis Hospice, head gardener there, and his merry band of volunteers who have been doing so much. Not only his work cut out doing the general gardening work, but he's got his work cut out with this lottery fund as well and finding these roses. And don't forget what we said about finding a rose, an old-fashioned musk rose. If you don't know what it is, next year send a picture in to us or to Dave and he'll try and identify it. And if it's one of those lost roses, he'll be thanking you forevermore. Let's do some music now and some Adele and Someone Like You.